On the phone, I have Coach Kurt Thacker from Hardin. He played Northwest Hughesville tonight. And, Coach, we'll let you tell us about the game.
Well, this was our homecoming game, and Northwest comes in 3-1. We were 4-1. They're unranked in the state, and we were the number four team. And I thought it would be a very good contest between the two of us. Last year's games were not as competitive as in years past, but they worried me with their size, and they're a very big team and a well-coached team, so I was looking for us to have a little letdown, and we did not. We ended up winning the ball game 58-14 to go 5-1. My quarterback, Sean Utley, had 138 yards rushing and two touchdowns. Ryler Estenbaum, running back, had 194 yards and three touchdowns. And then also Sean Utley threw for three touchdowns, hit Estenbaum on two, and hit Matthew Heimiller on one. So had about 192 yards, it looks like, 9 for 9, 192 yards, and three touchdowns. So he had Sean had a fabulous game, and we did very well defensive-wise, offensive-line-wise. Really had a good game overall with everybody. An interception by Cody McNelly, our senior fullback, who also plays linebacker for us. The boys really played well first half. They pitched a shutout. It was 46-0 at halftime. And we let some of the younger kids play second half and got them some pretty valuable experience. But my offensive line, Alex Cunningham, Stephen Logston, Tommy Burton, David Klein, and Matt Heimiller blocked very well for Cody Ryler and Sean. And defensive-wise, they did well. But we got some of the younger kids in. Sam Hawkins got to play. Joe Woolard, Noah Bowman, Joe Higgins, Josh Smith, and Matt Burton all got to play. And some significant time. And so we're very happy to get them playing time and get them some experience. And just very happy with the win on homecoming.
Yeah, it's always great to win on homecomings. Was it hard to get them focused this week with all the activities going on?
Mm-hmm. That's always a something that you worry about. And we've been preaching all my assistant coach and I all week that not to focus on anything but the game. That's the important thing. And it's okay to partake in some of the festivities, but the game's the main thing. And they've got the dance going on right now, so that's when they can celebrate homecoming. And the boys did not disappoint. They were focused the whole time, and they didn't get caught up in it. And we lost a homecoming game about two years ago to Northwest, so I reminded them of that, and that kind of got them focused in a little bit more.
That's great coaching. Any injuries tonight you're concerned about?
No, we lost Jet Gabert 2 weeks ago. He has a torn labrum, our left guard and nose guard, and so he's our only injury that we've got, and he's a big loss, but we are working hard, training his replacement, Stephen Logston, and Jet is getting to play the role of assistant coach now and is doing a good job kind of tutoring and mentoring Stephen, so... you got a senior and a sophomore there, and so that's just going to be added to what we say. He's getting it from one of his own teammates telling him the same thing, so that's always a plus. And with just two of us coaches, we welcome any help that we can get.
I understand that. What's your record overall now, Coach?
We're 5-1 now, and we go to East Atchison tomorrow night. East Atchison's a new team. They're Tarkio and Fairfax have gone together, and rather than have one team play for the other, they just decided to change their name for football purposes, and the East Atchison Wolves. So it looks like we'll go up there, either Tarkio or Fairfax, next week.
Have you been able to scout them yet?
Yeah, I've got a couple tapes on them. I believe they've won one game, and we played them this summer when we went up to Maryville to the camp, full contact camp up there, and played them a couple times, so we're familiar with them.
they run an offense that you're familiar with, you're going to be able to handle?
Yeah, they run a regular offense. They run the ball just double tight, and we're used to that. So it'd be nice to see some a team that doesn't run the spread against us.
Yeah, it's always nice to get away from that thing, isn't it?
Definitely.
It bites you so many different ways.
That's right.
All right, Coach. Anybody else, anything else that you need to bring to our attention?
I named all 14 of my players, so I think I got it covered.
That's what we want you to do. We love to hear it. All right, congratulations on a homecoming win. Kurt Thacker from Hardin, and I hope to hear from you next Friday night on the fifth quarter show.
You definitely will. Thank you, and thank you for the coverage.
Thank you now.